USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A suspect is still on the run following a shooting at a South Central Texas business. Bryan Police Lieutenant Jason James saying someone opened fire this afternoon at the Kent Moore Cabinets corporate office.
Officers responded. They found several victims, and they were checking the area, checking the building for victims. Right now, the subject is at large.
James not releasing the suspect description or possible motive, calling it a fluid situation. South Carolina police say former NFL player Philip Adams fatally shot five people before killing himself. Adams, who is black, killed Dr. Robert Leslie, his wife, and two grandchildren as they were all found dead in Leslie's home yesterday. And two air conditioning technicians were also shot. All the victims were white. This is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
HHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is visiting the U.S.-Mexico border today. He'll stop in El Paso and McAllen, Texas. Now, no press is allowed with the HHS Secretary Mayorkas. Mayorkas set to meet with stakeholders and non-government organizations. Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw slams the Biden administration over the border crisis.
Let's disabuse ourselves of the notion that they're incompetent. They're not incompetent. They're willfully doing this. And we need to create the public pressure and the backlash so that they stop and that they reverse course.
That audio, courtesy of Fox Business, Speaker Nancy Pelosi hopes to get a big infrastructure bill wrapped up in the House by the 4th of July holiday.
We hope to do this in the most bipartisan way possible. Infrastructure has not been a partisan issue in the past. We hope that it would not be now.
Roughly 30% of the $2.25 trillion bill actually goes towards infrastructure projects. USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
The tourism and hospitality community in Cobb County, Georgia, is saddened about the relocation of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game and Draft. The event would have directly impacted the county as out-of-state visitors spend their dollars on local accommodations, transportation, entertainment, and recreation. Cobb County still recovering after the COVID-19 pandemic, and it's said that they lost somewhere around $100 million in revenue. Alfredo Ortiz is the executive director of the Job Creators Network.
They are barely making it out of the COVID-19 crisis, that is pandemic, and now they're faced under the Biden administration with potentially higher taxes, a higher minimum wage, higher, you know, more red tape and regulations, and now this. These small business owners, especially in Cobb, I mean, a lot of these are minority-owned businesses that were really looking forward and desperately needed this kind of revenue in stream, and so, and all because, quite frankly, there was a misinterpretation or misunderstanding or, quite frankly, just an outright lie of the law that was passed here in Georgia on voting rights. And the bottom line is that law, it just makes it easy to vote and hard to cheat.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. And finally, and coincidentally, it was back on this date in 1974 when Hank Aaron of the Atlanta Braves hits his 715th career home run, breaking Babe Ruth's legendary record of 714 homers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.